Okay, I've been back for a little bit, but I decided to come back stronger than ever. It's been raining here in Hawaii because it's winter. I wasn't aware that's how winter worked in Hawaii, if I'm going to be honest. But I was just cleaning off my shoes because the sidewalks aren't made for winter weather. I don't know how that makes doesn't like how to make that make sense. But like when it rains, the sidewalks turn slick. They're not like groovy or bumpy or anything like that. It's just like slippery. So I don't walk with shoes on when I'm out here. I just like hold them. And it's pretty normal, but I was washing my shoes off in one of the sprinklers, and the sprinkler right next to it came over and sprayed me. And I was like, is someone in charge of these sprinklers? Or are they like, yo, don't like wash your shoes off in the sprinklers? Because it like drenched me. I am wearing a raincoat, so it didn't get me soaked, but still. It's dark outside as well, which in the summertime I'm excited for it to be more light. It's not really daylight savings here, so I'm curious if it usually gets this dark normally. I can't remember. I know I came here in the summer, but I don't know. I can't remember if it was changing already. Life's been treating me pretty good. One of my favorite things is I fixed my medication, so that's been helpful, but here's the hard part about all this. I'm literally walking through a puddle. Can you hear that? Don't know if you can hear that, but it's kind of cool. I should just go to the ocean and swim. I'm already soaked from the rain. But one of the hardest parts about like being on medication and stuff is that you have to go and like fix it. Like you have to go back to the doctor and be like, so it is working better and I do like it better and blah 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 blah. But something recently that has been driving me crazy that I thought that I would bring up is I hate when people call dibs. I don't like, just in general, I guess, but especially on guys. I feel like that's not ever a fair thing to call dibs on, and it doesn't give other people chances, and if you don't respect the dibs, you're a bad friend. And I fully don't believe that makes you a bad friend if you don't respect the dibs, because being with somebody doesn't is so much more than like a dibs, you know? Like, I feel like girls just go dibs. And I'm like, you can't do that. This is a human being we're talking about. His feelings matter too, and so does everyone else's in the room. And it's not like I'm trying to steal you from him. We saw him at the same time. Anyway, so I don't personally believe in the dibs rule, but that doesn't mean my friends believe and don't believe the same thing I do. Like, they think it's totally fair to call dibs and it needs to be respected. I'm like, that's stupid. Because we're all on the same page here. Anyways, I explained why I don't like it, and it has happened recently, and that's why I'm kind of bringing it up. Because I just think it's stupid. And I'm trying not to think it's stupid because I just feel like I should respect their decisions more on the dibs, but whatever. So right now I'm trying to get my 10,000 steps in because I've made a goal to do it every single day, just get my 10,000 steps in. Because I've been getting lazy recently, just because of all the stuff I had to do, and low key, I think it's a little bit of the weather getting involved here. I think the weather has made it really hard. Anyways, I hit 5,000 steps in my dorm room, and if you don't know how big my dorm room is, which none of you should know how big my dorm room is, if you do, that's scary. But I just walk, it's literally like not even 20 feet. I just walked back and forth for like 40 minutes, and was watching a movie while I was doing it, so it wasn't honestly bad. I was just like, this is probably the weirdest thing I've ever done. And I have a roommate, and she was probably like, what are you doing? But she's nice and doesn't ask that. Also, I'm just like walking around campus because it's dark out and there's lights around campus, and I'm speaking out loud, obviously, because I'm making this. But if people hear me, they're like, she's crazy. Should we see where I'm at on my steps? Because once I hit it, I'm going home, I'm showering, and I'm not getting out of my bed. Yo, I'm not even close. I'm at like 666. 6,666. Yeah, that's what I'm at. I think reading numbers is the dumbest thing. You have to read numbers out loud. I think it's so stupid. Also, I'm back to walking into the little pond slash stream thing. Ow! Stepped on a rock. That really hurt. My feet are really sensitive. I don't know why I'm walking without my shoes on, but I am. Call me dumb. What else was I gonna say? I had 5 Spotify listeners this month. That's crazy. And that's the biggest frog I've ever seen in my life. Holy gross. Should I catch it? Nah, there's no recognition here. It's only my voice that gets recognition, not for what I do. No, it wasn't the biggest frog. What I was saying is I had 5 Spotify listeners last month, and that's huge. From going from 0 to 5, crazy. So those listeners out there, thanks for listening to my little journal entries. It's only like 10 minutes. You can turn it off whenever, but it's kind of interesting for me to go back and listen to and hear what I literally am like going through or thinking about, because my thoughts just kind of like unfold. And also this car is passing me, so it might be loud for a minute, but that's okay. I bet all these people in cars like, do we offer her a ride? Does she need a ride? Because I'm carrying my shoes and look like a lunatic. But I look like a lunatic, so I probably won't be offered a ride, which I appreciate. Something my sister didn't believe when I told her about this thing about Hawaii is there's like millions of stray cats and dogs, but like mostly cats, and they all come out at night. I never see them throughout the day. Like, I never see these cats, only at night. And so it's kind of funny because you walk around campus and you're like, oh, there's a cat. Oh, there's a cat. Oh, there's people walking towards me. This is so awkward. Because here's the thing, campus is so small that you literally like know everyone, and if you don't know them, you're going to know them unless they're graduating, and then it's kind of hard to build a relationship with them because you're like, ah, you're leaving, or they're in like a relationship. But also, they just put up Christmas lights on the palm trees, but they haven't like plugged them in or anything, so I haven't seen them lit, and I'm really curious as to what they look like. Hi. And my feet are kind of starting to hurt. I should probably put back on my shoes, but it's so slippery with my shoes on. Anyways, I'm curious to see what a palm tree lit with Christmas lights look like. I'm going home for Christmas in Hawaii. It's a month break, which is really nice. I think they make it a month break because you have to pay so much money for a plane ticket to go home if you want to go home for Christmas. But the month break is so nice because just like ready for that, you know? I'm ready for that month of just being home, being with family. I miss home cooking and all that stuff. Sorry, I had a double shadow moment where I was looking at my shadow, but then I saw like my fainter shadow on the side of me, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm being followed. And I don't know where I get off on the audacity where I think that I'm going to be followed, because first off, I look homeless. Like, I don't really think a homeless looking girl is gonna look be kidnapped. Actually, it's probably more likely in that case. But also, I have, I like weigh a little more. I ain't gonna pick me up and throw me in the back of their car. I weigh 160 pounds. Okay, that's, yeah, okay. I know some guys who like lift that, but like lifting it for a long period of time just doesn't seem likely. Also, something you won't catch me dead doing, but a lot of people do on campus, is they ride skateboards and longboards and like scooters. And that just seems like the most safety hazard thing to me, because first off, I am not athletic. So where do they think they get off? Also, this person's trunk is wide open, and I hope they know that it's not closed. They have no idea. Maybe they do. But back to the skateboards, it's just such a safety hazard because I am not athletic at all. Like, zip, zero, zilch. And everyone's like, I hate when people tell me, oh, like I'm like, oh, I'm dumb at math. They're like, no, you're not. It's like, no, yes, I am. Like, I can admit that. It doesn't mean I hate that about myself. I'm just not good at math, and that's okay. Everyone's not good at everything, and if we all were good at everything, that'd be insane. I know it's like mind over matter, but really. Also, it's starting to rain a little harder. I just want to be done, but I have to hit my 10,000 steps. Oh my gosh, I sound like such a white girl. It's beautiful out, and I'm walking closer to the road, so maybe I will get kidnapped, and my podcast followers will be like, oh my gosh, this is a murder mystery podcast now, because she was online a second ago, and then she disappeared, and she was on Temple Street walking, and blah blah blah. So, if all you, criminal junkies, get on my podcast and save me and find me, because I know you can. Because I've seen you guys work your magic. Anyways, I'm gonna peace out now because it's starting to rain a little harder, and I hope you can hear me throughout this whole thing, but thanks for listening.